This is KCUR 89.3. Most new parents are faced with a change. Let's try that again. Most new parents are faced with a change in priorities. For artists, parenthood may lead to difficult choices like putting projects on hold, but some artists create new ways of working to sustain and nurture their art practice. KCUR's Laura Spencer spoke with poet Hadara Bar-Nadav about finding a creative balance.
8th Street Tap Room, a bar in Lawrence, hosts poetry readings each month in a dimly lit basement. Readers take the stage, cast in a reddish light, with gold streamers as a backdrop. On this night, a handful stepped up for open mic, and there were 3 featured poets, including Hadara Bar-Nadav.
Please join me in welcoming her.
Bar-Nadav's latest book, a chapbook called Fountain and Furnace, was published this summer, and it came together during the first few months of her son's life. She says she was too tired to write, so when her son napped, she edited and arranged these poems, exploring the inner lives of everyday objects.
Door. Hung by 2 pins and swelling, lacquered and puckering. Effaced by thumbprints, sealed with grease and ink. Your quick hands cancel my gunmetal locks.
The next morning, and Bar-Nadav is back at home in Kansas City.
Hi, I have a large dog who's totally friendly, but she's big.
Other members of the household, her husband, Scott Beatty, an architectural fabricator, and their 1-year-old son, Hudson. Bar-Nadav started writing when she was a child and says she's always liked the immediacy of a poetry reading.
I actually started out years and years and years ago when I was a teenager and into my early 20s as a spoken word poet. And the energy of performing was really exciting to me.
Bar-Nadav moved to Kansas City to teach in the English department at UMKC. She now heads up the creative writing program, and she's a prolific poet. She's published 3 collections of poetry and 2 chapbooks, and she's also the co-author of a best-selling textbook called Writing Poems. When her son Hudson was born last year, she says the intensity of parenthood was a bit overwhelming at first, but she knew she couldn't just put her poetry on hold.
If I'm not writing, I don't feel well. I feel like I'm kind of walking sideways on the earth. I know that makes me less effective and less happy in other areas of my life.
But finding the right balance at work, family, and writing has been a struggle. She's reached out to other artists, such as the former poet laureate of Vermont, Ellen Bryant Voigt.
I asked her, how do you do this? How do you have a child and work on poems? And she said, you could hold a couplet in your head and revise it throughout the day. And she's totally right.
A couplet is a 2-line stanza. And she gives an example of one she was thinking about on a walk with her son when she'd held that couplet in her head.
And a swing whose porch would carry me, or and a swing whose breeze would carry me. And I was going back and forth between those 2 variations. And as I was walking, I decided on what the correct revision was, because I could hear the rhythm differently. And he had fallen asleep, and there I was writing poems.
That's just how she has to work these days, a few minutes or an hour at a time.
I buckled down. I saw myself, work with a kind of intensity I haven't been able to, I would say, for years. And it's, if my husband was taking him to the supermarket, buckle down. There's no, I'm going to check my email, I'm going to look on eBay, none of that.
Piece by piece, she's been writing new object poems and organizing the book-length version of her chapbook. And it was just accepted for publication. The work titled The New Nudity is due out in 2017.
I worked with a kind of fury. And the awesome thing is, it paid off. It does not always.
Most of Bar-Nadav's writing, for now, takes place on the weekends. She's home 2 days a week with her son, who's handing her a book.
Toad and Frog. Then he and Frog ran outside to see how the world was looking in spring.
Having him, which is so important for me, also forced me to realize what other things were important to me and that I needed to nurture and make time for. So I knew it was not going to be easy, and it hasn't been, but the fight is worth it.
Now that Barna Dove's back to teaching, she plans to start writing at night, when her husband and son are both asleep. The house, she says, is settled, and she can disappear for a while into her poems. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.